When we are involved, we grow. This is because we are abled differently. And in our different abilities, we all contribute to grow. Able Differently, a program for physically challenged, by the physically challenged, with the physically challenged, every Saturday from 5 to 6. Do not miss out. Dear listeners, thank you and welcome to the show Able Differently on Radio Miraya 101 FM, supported by OVCI Usaratuna. And today we are going to be having a lot of good discussions. And hey, do not go away. If there is anyone out there, let them come in, because hey, the show is just started and we have a lot in store for you. And be talking about a lot in store for you, we have guests all the way from our sponsors, our supporters, OVCI. And in the studio, I have the country rep, deputy, Madame Elena. Madame, you are very much welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm very glad to be here with you. My name is Elena Roncoroni. I'm the deputy country representative of OVCI and also the dean of the School of Rehabilitation in St. Mary College, Juba.
Thank you so much. We are so honored to have you in the studio. And we also have Catherine in the studio. Catherine, you are welcome.
Okay, thank you so much, presenter. I'm Catherine Vicencio. I'm working with OVCI as the empowerment officer, especially in the project of community-based inclusive development. Thank you.
You are much welcome in the studio. And last but not least, we have Lino in the studio.
Yes, hi. I'm called Juma Lino Moga. I'm a nurse working in the facility in Usaratuna.
Welcome to the studio. And let us get back to our first guest in the studio. Madam Elena, what are your roles at OVCI?
Okay, I am the country representative, so this means that I have to connect all the projects we are dealing with. So there are a lot of projects, and each project has his own project manager, so they are completely independent, but my role is to connect them and to reach the same goal.
Awesome. More of a driver, driving everything
like
at OVCI. We are so honored to have you in the studio, and I hope we have a good discussion today. And Catherine, what are your roles at OVCI?
Okay, thank you so much. My role is to support the achievement of the project results, and also my role is to support the promotion of the rights of persons with disability by organizing the coordination meeting with the stakeholders. The purpose is to advocate for the rights of persons with disability to have access and inclusion, especially the ratification of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability in South Sudan. And also my role is to create awareness in radio, social media, public events, and community awareness. This is to change the negative attitude that people have in our society today, especially in South Sudan. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Exactly. Some like one of these shows that you're doing, we're already creating awareness, you know. And definitely we'll have this document ratified, yeah. And you are very much welcome to the studio. And also to Lino, what are your roles at OVCI?
Thank you. As a nurse, our role is to serve the life of the people and provide good service. And my role is there to take care of our patients and give good care.
Awesome, awesome. And thank you so much. Being a nurse is not a joke. Being a nurse is not easy.
Yes.
You need to nurse someone. You can see someone is in bad shape. You need to be the first before the doctors come and start, you know. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And let me get to Madame Elena. Madame Elena, you know, working away from home, Italy is very far, that is in Europe, and coming to work all the way in South Sudan to serve the people in need in South Sudan is something that is not supposed to be taken lightly. And if I may ask, What are the things that inspire you? What is the inspiration behind working, coming to work in this country where sometimes power is not even there, sometimes the road network is not okay, sometimes our phone network is not okay, everything seems not to be 100% like the way it is in Europe. What makes you work diligently for the people of South Sudan?
I have a Christian inspiration, so I am a consecrated person. This means that I'm lead from the gospel, or better, I try my best, my level best to follow the gospel. And so this is what bring me here when in 2019 I came for the first time in South Sudan. I like to stay generally with people in need, and I like to serve them. So I try to do my level best to follow the gospel and what Jesus told us about to stay near people in need.
Awesome. This is true inspiration. And hey, thank you so much for what you're doing and touching lives of the people in the community, especially people who are neglected, people who are forgotten, the people with disability. It's not an easy thing. And hey, we are so honored to have you, and we are so happy that you're serving the people of South Sudan, and we are grateful. Yeah, if you get in touch with your family back in Italy, please tell them that we love them, and also say that we are proud of you and we are so happy that you're serving with us, and hopefully you become a South Sudanese, you know. Awesome. Maybe another question to you. Context-wise, how are people treated differently, especially persons with disability? How are they treated differently from Europe, and then how you've observed in South Sudan? How are the two treated, if you may elaborate a bit on that?
What can I say? For sure, in Europe, we have less difficulties because we have transport, we have all these things. But people with disabilities have a lot of challenges, like in South Sudan. In this case, they are not different at all. For sure, we have a lot of services, the parents are followed, and we have a lot of things. But according to me, also in Europe, sometimes there is still stigma, all these things. For sure, here in South Sudan is more stronger than in Europe, for sure, because these are the main differences, according to me.
Awesome. And hey, thank you so much for letting us know. Dear listeners, if you're tuned in, you're just listening to the best program that you can ever tune into on Radio Miraya 101 FM. And sorry, I'm over asking you many questions today, but hey, we need to get these questions, you know, done. As the country rep deputy for OVCI, what are some of the programs that OVCI offer to the South Sudan community?
So the main program is the Rehabilitation Center for Children with Disabilities, which was there since 1984. So we are in South Sudan since 1984. So this is the core of our activities for sure. But we have also a primary health care center, a community-based inclusive development program, an inclusive education program, a school of rehabilitation in which we are graduating a physiotherapist.
And thank you so much for putting these pieces together. And now we get to understand what OVCI is exactly doing in South Sudan. And maybe just one last question. Is OVCI door open for anyone with disability? If I have any issue, can I just walk into OVCI? Or if I know any neglected person with disability, can I just walk into OVCI and I register my case?
Yes, for sure. No problem. But above all, children. So above all, only children, because we are dealing with children from 0 up to 18 years old. So no adults, only children with disability, but is open for everyone who wants to have a suggestion, to have something, to have who needs our help.
Awesome. That means if you are a child, you can just get access to OVCI services readily and available anytime, 24/7, right?
No, not any time. From 7:30 up to 1:30, yes.
7:30 to 1:30. Dear listeners, please mark that time correctly. And hey, let us also get some more question to Catherine. Catherine, what does community-based inclusive development program entails?
Okay, thank you so much. Community inclusive development is really doing, let me say, the best in South Sudan. Let me say, start with the results. One, community-based inclusive development is one to make sure that persons with disability have access for health services, education, livelihood opportunity, and the empowerment. And all these services, we have for CBID workers who are implementing this. Let me say CBID because it is the abbreviation of community-based inclusive development. We have CBID workers within the community who identify the clients in the community and also referrals. We are doing with referrals, referring them in the health centers where they can get the services and the rehabilitation centers, where they can get the devices which can help them for mobility. And in education, also, we have we are promoting inclusive education within the schools by creating awareness. In the school, we have the program called SADAC, School Disability Awareness. This program is creating awareness to the student within the schools so that it can change the negative attitude of persons that have for persons with disability. Because if you can see in our community, they think that people with disability, they are useless in our community. They don't have right to life. They don't have right to education. This program is to create awareness through many programs like poems, drama, and also like songs, let me say like that. This one is also concerning disability, all this program. And also in CBID, community-based inclusive development, we have like awareness, as I mentioned, awareness in the community, awareness in the radio, and also awareness in the public events like International Disabled Day. We also support the program. And in livelihood also, we have the self-help group. This self-help group is the group of parents with disability, including children with disability. This group is, our purpose is to create, like to train them on business skills, and also is to support them with income generating support so that they can able to help themselves, because we know the economic situation which happened in South Sudan. This is the vision that CBID came to support children with disability together with their families. And I think in the part of empowerment, also we have the program with the organizations of persons with disability. We also advocating on their rights. We empower them with the training, capacity buildings, and also having some meetings, coordination meeting with the stakeholders, so that we can able to promote the rights of persons with disability, especially the signing of UN Convention, as I mentioned before. I think this is the summary of what CBID is doing in the community.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Catherine Vicencio. Catherine is also someone who has a visual impairment. That means she has some form of disability also. But she, all together, she's abled. Together, we are all abled. And we are not calling her a person with disability. And she's being eloquent. She's talking. She's reading with the braille. So this is how you need to start viewing our people who have some forms of disability. Let us go back for a break. And if we return, a lot is in store for you. Do not go away. Do not go away.
Thank you.
Welcome back from that short break, and I have guests in the studio, and they've been telling us a lot on what OVCI is doing in South Sudan, their services that you can tap into. And hey, to just continue the ball rolling, let me also hear from Juma. Juma, what are some of the health services that are offered at Usaratuna?
Yeah, well, thank you. As a health service is taking in the Usaratuna, as we know, that is a health facility, but it is not a health facility currently because we have different departments inside, especially the Department of Epilepsy. And then we have a now new building for the dispensary whereby we have clinical officers, and then we have a room for ultrasounds. And then we have receptions, and then we have triage whereby can the patients or the clients will come, and then we take the vital signs. And then also we have services for nutrition, and we have also ANC, whereby you can see the mothers, and then we give them also postnatal care and prenatal care. And also we manage, we have a dressing whereby we can give services like cleaning the wounds, especially. Also, we have services of giving a drug support by the Project of Cure. We give to 4 centers. We have a Sacred Heart, PSCC, and then also we have a chemo. We supply them with the reagents. And then also we have our way station and Mangetane also. We give them drugs. And then also they manage patients there.
If you are just thinking about visiting OVCI, Dr. or Nurse Lino has elaborated clearly on some of the services that you can get from Usaratuna or OVCI. At their different locations, they are a bit spread around Juba. And maybe I will ask Elena to elaborate more. What are the plans for OVCI for the states? Are there any plans that OVCI has for the state, or there is already a plan in place that OVCI is doing to support the people in the states?
So as I told you before, we are here since 1984, and our will is to stay here for a long time ago. And the plans is depending on the projects, is depending on a lot of things. For sure, our will is to stay here and to work with the people of South Sudan, to help them, to stay with them, and to work for them. This is our wish.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. And that means OVCI is here to stay. They are not a quick-term project, a short-term project that will run and that come and grow. They are here to stay. So be assured that if you're getting treatment at OVCI, it will be seen, you will see it up to the end. And also don't hesitate to just check into the office of OVCI. This is for everybody. Yeah. Let me hope that anybody can go and get information from OVCI at will. Thank you. And let me just get back to Catherine.
Yes, please.
Catherine, there are education programs in OVCI. Could you please elaborate more on these education programs in OVCI?
Okay, thank you so much. In OVCI, actually, OVCI is really supporting inclusive education for persons with disability by giving them the support for school fee and also supporting them with the scholarship material so that it can make their learning very easy, and also giving training to teachers on inclusive education, how they can cooperate with children, how they can help these children with disability in their schools. I think this is what we as the OVCI, we are looking forward for education of persons with disability, because we know people with disability, they are part and partial of our society. And if they are educated, they can also contribute for the development of this country.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to direct this to Elena. I've read somewhere Usratuna Preschool for Children with Disability. What is the use for what is the aim of this preschool?
The aim of this preschool is to prepare children for going outside in the normal schools. So we have three classes of children with light disabilities. One class is of deaf children, and the other two classes are with children with light disabilities, so means spina bifida, hydrocephalus, but very light disabilities. So we are five teachers, and they are teaching them in order to go outside and be prepared for the normal school, because we have also an agreement with some schools in Juba and they are accepting our children. So we are preparing them to go outside and be ready to start the normal school.
Well, thank you. That means the children with some forms of disability first go through the preschool before they can be reintegrated to the other schools.
Exactly, yes.
Awesome. And I also see here that there is a physiotherapy bachelor's degrees in St. Mary's College, and then there is human development science bachelor's degree in St. Mary's College. Is it in South Sudan, or it is an exchange program abroad that OVCI has an agreement with?
The school was founded in 2009 by OVCI. So the previous one was the School of Rehabilitation. So we are working since 2010. And so this year we are going to graduate the ninth batch of physiotherapists. So we are graduating physiotherapists, yes. The School of Human Development was starting 2 years ago with the cooperation of the bishops in Italy. The conference of the Italian bishops in Italy, and yes, so he's still young, but is working well.
Awesome. They're all located in South Sudan.
Yes, no, in Juba.
In Juba.
The School of Rehabilitation is the only one in South Sudan.
This is all under Usratuna.
And not Usratuna, but OVCI.
OVCI.
And I have to also to say that we have we are recognized by the government. So
wow.
We have the approval of the ministry, so.
Thank you so much. So for anyone who is studying outside there, our listeners studying outside there, and if you are having a dream of doing a degree in any of these fields, hey, you know where to go. Just visit Usratuna or OVCI office and get yourself registered, and you serve our people in South Sudan as well. And let me get back to Juma. Juma, there is a child care program that is happening at OVCI. Could you please elaborate more on that?
As we talked earlier, that we have service for the prenatal and the postnatal. That one is the service giving for the children, especially immunizations. If you go around to the dispensary, you can find there is some posters for the immunizations. And also, we are detecting the children with the malnutritions, and also we are giving them some services there. And also the services for the children, because, you know, as my boss says already, we're targeting the children. And then in the facility, it is having treatment for the children, and adults. But because, you know, with the issue now, the children all are coming to the facility. And we used to see them and give them treatment, plus we give immunizations, and also we give services for the nutritions.
Awesome. Thank you so much we are getting to know OVCI, and I think this is a good opportunity. And dear listeners, please share this news. OVCI is offering a lot of opportunities, and if you are out there and you need those services, please do not die in silence. Please get to OVCI. And let me get back to Catherine. Catherine, under your project of CBID, I can see livelihood for families affected by disability. Is there any customized program that you do to support families that have some form of disability, or somebody who is disabled, who has some form of disability? Is there anything that you do to the family, or it is directed to the person with disability?
Okay, thank you. It is actually both. But we are concentrating especially for the parents of children with disability. We bring them together and give them training on business skills, giving them business skills, and also giving them capital, how they can start their business. But we will also give them chance to choose whatever they want to do, which kind of business they want to do, so that we can also support. But even right now, we have the group of parents of children with disability. They are having this cafeteria. Now the cafeteria is going on, and also we have the group of people who are doing sabunzail. And also some of them are doing cakes, supergate. Actually, they are doing different business. Some of them also are selling charcoal and that. And our purpose is to support especially this child, so that he can able to be healthy. And also, we also supporting people with disability, the adults, but we want to make sure also those who are able to do business, we can also give them directly.
Awesome. And then with community engagement and community development comes issues to do with advocacy, comes to do with issues with sensitization and community awareness. Unfortunately, when I move around South Sudan and I reach out to schools and other places, I find schools are not friendly for persons with disability. Hospitals already have at least some, but not other private hospitals. If you go to banks, they are not friendly. The staircases are very high. Some buildings are very high and tall without elevators. So is there anything that OVCI is doing around that line to make sure that if we're going to have structures in South Sudan, they are friendly?
Okay, thank you. That's why OVCI have that program of coordination meeting with the stakeholders. This meeting is to discuss such kind of issues like the problem of accessibility, and also the ratification of UN Convention. If you can see in the UN Convention, narrated all the rights of person with disability, accessibility, right for employment, right to education, and everything. So in that coordination meeting, we really invite persons with disability, the organization of persons with disability, and also our partners, and also from the government, so that we can discuss such kind of issue, what we can do. Also, OVCI is supporting the meetings for advocacy of the rights of persons with disability. This is what we are doing to promote all the issues that is happening in South Sudan. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This is a great work that is being done, and we are all looking together for a South Sudan that is able together. And let us go for a short break, and if we return, we will be wrapping up, but there is still a lot in store for you after the break. Do not go away. Dear listeners, welcome back from that short break, and I hope you had fun with those nice songs. And hey, today you've just tuned into Able Differently on Radio Miraya 101 FM, supported by OVCI Usaratuna. Been having a good time with Elena, the country representative of OVCI, Catherine Vicencio, the OVCI Empowerment Officer, and also Juma Lino, OVCI Health Department, is a nurse. And just to get back to Elena, who are some of our partners who that support, that make the work of VCI continue going and, you know, keep us afloat, including supporting our show?
Okay, some of the main partners are the Agency for the Italian Cooperation, which is supporting us with one or two projects. And then we have the CBM, so the Christian Blind Mission, and also Switzerland, which is supporting us with the project. So these are our main supporters. Yes,
we are grateful. We only send our gratitude to the people who make OVCI run, and also the people who look deep into the problems and the need of people in South Sudan. We just want to say thank you, and may God continue to bless you people. And let me get to Catherine. Catherine, you're doing a program that is empowering the community, the CBID program, and this is a very good program. And if you look at it, it is a program that you don't want it to end. You want it to just go on and on, because there are people who are born with disability every day. So what is the plan for this program? Is it a short-term plan, short-term project, or it's a long-term project, or what is the plan around that? Because hey, we are so interested in the program.
Okay, thank you so much. Actually, the plan that the project have is to make sure that people with disability benefit from health services, education, and livelihood opportunity. And this program actually is going to continue for 3 years from now up to 2024. And we hope that if we can able also, we are praying hard, also we are wishing the well-wishers and partners to come and support this program, because we know here in South Sudan, our community, they are still suffering, especially our people with disability in our community. They still suffer. They need more services to deliver. And if you can see, this community-based inclusive development is only based here in Juba, and also it's just working in within the three areas, Juba, Payam, Muniki, Payam, and Kator Payam. And we hope if we get the support, we hope to extend the services in the other states. Yes, although it is just working here in Juba, but also some people, they had this program in the radio, like today we are in Merea, they can have that. Obviously, I have this such service, and they are coming also from the other state if they have the means of transport to come. It's really, this program is really very useful to our people, and I can also encourage our parents outside there who are within Juba to bring their children here in Osratuna to get the service. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. And for the people who have the potential to fund OVCI, the time is now. We need to have the activities extended to the parts of the country. And hey, we want these services of community empowerment and especially changing of the mindset, the stereotypes of how we view people with disability needs to change. And let me get back to Elena. Elena, what are the plans for OVCI in South Sudan?
Oh, well, I think that our main plan is to continue to stay here and to go on with all our activities in order to support the people of South Sudan and to help children with disabilities and their family. This is our best goal and our best plan for the future, according to me.
And maybe what final statement will you have, Juma? What final statement would you have for our listeners today?
Thank you for having me again. It's a health facility. Actually, we are operating from 7 to 2. And we hope our clients and our people to come early then in order to get their services. And you know, health is a right, as my sister Catherine says, is a right to have a health. So we have different services in our facility. As I mentioned before, we need you to come and then you get the service. And the services is free. And as you know now, with this crisis now, many facilities, some donors has already left and then leave patients to come to our facility. And they were still operating. And we pray hard that may God give us that heart to continue work together. As Eleanor says, they need to stay here and then we need to help our people. So as especially for the pregnant mothers also, we have a services there, as I said before, antenatal and prenatal, postnatals. So you have to come early and then have a services. Yes.
Thank you so much. And let me also hear from Catherine. Catherine, what are the final words you would love to say to our listeners?
Okay, I can say, let us join our hands together to fight negative attitude or discrimination against persons with disability. Persons with disability, they are able, they are capable. If we give them opportunity, they can really contribute for our society. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I concur with you. Let us change negative mindset stigma against persons with disability. And to the country rep, Elena. What are your final words as we close up today's discussion?
I would like to say what Catherine usually is used to say, that disability is not inability. So don't fear, and treat your children in the normal ways as possible, because they have a lot of possibilities also if they are disabled, because again, disability is not inability. So in Osratuna Rehabilitation Center, we can help you to find the right solution, the right advices, and we can give you the right advices in order to understand your children and to treat your children in a good way.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Elena, and thank you so much, Catherine, and thank you so much, Juma. It has come to a time where we have to bid farewell, and we have to meet again. Until we meet again next time, same place, same time, keep it locked until we meet again. And remember, disability is not and never inability. Bye-bye. When we are involved, we grow. This is because we are abled differently. And in our different abilities, we all contribute to grow. Abled Differently, a program for physically challenged, by the physically challenged, with the physically challenged, every Saturday from 5 to 6. Do not miss out.